Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I'm JR. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you to our super producer and host, Dave Shepard. Thank you to you, you listening. At work, at home, on the road, the highway, the byways, the Uber drivers, the Lyft drivers, the delivery people. You could be delivering a package or food. You could be protecting people, saving people. You could be making drinks right now, cooking something up in the back. You could be building something, construction, security. Shout outs to everybody listening all over North America. Shout outs to the board operators and the people working at the airports too. I know who listens because people tell me about it when I see them in the street. So thank you very much. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 2 hours. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158 if you got SiriusXM. If you got SiriusXM, give me a loan, okay? Send me some money. And then also, by the way, you can always listen as well if you got a smart speaker. Ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. We got to get the baseball out the way. When I say out the way, I mean out the way. Congratulations to all of the teams that swept their division opponent, swept their wild card opponents as they move on to the divisional rounds. And that would happen to be the Rangers sweeping the Rays, the Twins sweeping the Blue Jays, the Diamondbacks sweeping the Brewers, and the Phillies sweeping the Marlins. This is the first time in Major League Baseball history that at any level or any round of the postseason that every team got swept. And I get it. It's the wild card round. You only win two out of three. Every team just won two games, and they are now off to the races. So I'm real interested in a lot of the games that are going to take place starting Saturday in the divisional round. The Rangers, they're going to go ahead and take on the O's. We got the Twins. They're going to take on the Astros. That means Carlos Correa is going to end up facing off against his old team, the Astros. I'm looking forward to that. And a matter of fact, Carlos Correa, he spoke after the Twins beat the Blue Jays. And Correa talked about winning, doing whatever it takes to go out there and win. Listen to Carlos.
Everything is about October. The mentality is different. I'm just giving everything out there, everything I have, and I'm gonna keep doing that for the rest of the time that I'm here in Minnesota. I feel like the fans deserve that, and this is just a great moment for our organization to just be able to go out there, play the way we did, and win the series against a great team.
Yeah, I just want to see the fans in Houston boo them. I think that'll be fun to watch. The D-backs, they beat the Brewers. D-backs are going to take on the Dodgers, a young team. People are going to be trying to see if the D-backs can hang with the Dodgers. And then we have the Phillies taking on the Braves at this point, a little bit of a grudge match. We know 2 seasons ago the Braves won the World Series. Last year, the Phillies eliminated the Braves on their way to the World Series against those Astros. So congratulations to the Rangers, to the Twins, to the D-backs, and to the Phillies for advancing on to the divisional round of the postseason. If you're looking for some baseball Saturday, hey, go ahead and lock in. That's when we're going to move on to the next round. Not best 2 out of 3, 3 out of 5. That'll be in the divisional round. We started this show at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific, so we've had a chance to talk some baseball. We talked about some of the NFL coaches who are already kind of being looked upon to be fired. Someone like Matt Eberflus, we know that the Bears and the Commanders are going to get at it, get after it tomorrow, Thursday Night Football. We talked about Marshawn Lynch, his comments to Shannon Sharp. We talked about James Harden showing up to work. We talked about Drew Holiday. And now, because it's Wednesday night into Thursday morning, we're going to talk about a new top six list. And it's kind of crazy to me, and it's not because this is the way the world has gone, that a lot of the content that we receive and get isn't just from people, quote unquote, like me. I'm not even a traditional media or radio guy. I started off on YouTube. I went from YouTube to TV to radio with the JR Sport Brief. I'm not a traditionalist. And so over the years, because anybody can start content and start a blog or a podcast, we see athletes doing it, like Shannon Sharp. Pro Football Hall of Famer, TV personality, he has a podcast. And man, he got a hell of a story out of Marshawn about how he doesn't deal, Marshawn Lynch does, with Russell Wilson. I mean, we got the Kelce brothers. The Kelce brothers are sitting around on a week-to-week basis, and they're talking about things going on in the NFL. And I mean, even today, they utilize their own podcast to talk about how the NFL, think about this for a minute, the NFL is just blowing up this whole Taylor Swift situation a little too much. Listen to the brothers talk about it.
Is the NFL overdoing it? What is your honest opinion?
I think everybody's just like overwhelmed
your feelings
with
for Taylor. What is your honest opinion on how the NFL is treating celebrities at games?
I think it's fun when they show who all is at the game. You know, I think it brings a little bit more to the atmosphere, brings a little bit more to what you're watching. But at the same time, I think
they're overdoing it.
They're overdoing it a little bit for sure, especially my situation.
Right.
I think they're just trying to have fun with it. And a lot of the people watching. Go ahead. Let's hear it.
I just think the NFL is not used to celebrities coming to the games. Like, basketball has to figure it out. They're all courtside. They're sitting there. They show them once or twice. And then they get back to the game. NFL is like, oh, look at all these A-list celebrities in the game. Keep showing them. Show them. Dude, listen. You show them once. Let them know they're there. Maybe after a touchdown, you get a little clip. But you can't be overboard with it. Yeah. People are there to watch the game, right?
Yeah. They're not there to get thrown on TV.
Come on, man. Y'all are feeding into the animal. I mean, this is, what did anybody think or expect? The NFL actually put out a statement today saying that, well, you know, this is what we always do. We highlight the pop culture stories going on around the NFL. And as the NFL should, milk whatever it is for what it's worth. The fans ain't going nowhere. Good, bad, or in between. And so in what world would we have had just two brothers in the NFL sitting around on their own show talking about a pop music star? Only in 2023. This didn't exist in 93. This didn't exist in 2003. This would have even still been kind of taboo in 2013. The world is changing. We got a lot of athletes who won't talk directly to the media, but they'll sit down and they'll talk amongst themselves or they'll talk directly to the fans, even if they're complaining about too much attention that they're getting for dating celebrities. And so following Marshawn Lynch and the Kelce brothers, I want to highlight what I feel, for me personally. This is not law. This is not oh, my God, this is based in facts. This is what I like, what I enjoy. These are some of the top six athlete podcasts out right now. If you like storytelling, if you like people shooting the you-know-what, I think you should take a listen to some of these. Let's go ahead. Where's the funky music?
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. So many athletes have podcasts. I mean, hey, Shep, have you heard Trae Young's podcast? You know he had one?
I did know that, yes, but I've never heard it.
I won't say anything mean.
I've heard it on the show, but that's the only time I've heard it.
Well, there you go. Everybody has a podcast. Everybody. I'm going to give you a top six list of some of the best. Let's not waste any time. By the way, FYI, the Kelce brothers aren't going to be on here. Let's start at number six. Hear the fancy voice man say it, though.
Number six.
There we go. Now it's official. How about the Knuckleheads podcast? And maybe I'm biased. I like Quentin Richardson. That's my guy. We have him on the show. And, you know, I get at him every now and then. I like Quentin Richardson. We used to work at NBA TV. His podcast with Darius Miles. Knuckleheads. Man, it's one of the best podcasts because these dudes sit down. They have awesome guests. I mean, they have had on every from Derek Jeter to Kobe Bryant. Do you see Derek Jeter sitting around doing podcasts? The answer is no. But Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles got him on because this is distributed via the Players Tribune. At the same time, this is also a cool dynamic. Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles, they are not brothers like the Kelce brothers. They're brothers in another way. They've also been AAU teammates. We're talking a relationship that goes back about 25 plus years. They didn't just get started when they were hitting slam dunks with the Clippers. They've been at this for a minute. And I mean, they pull in guests where you go, oh, damn, that's pretty awesome. I mean, they've had on Cheryl Miller was their latest guest. And then, yes, Kobe Bryant. They had on Kobe as a guest before he passed away. And at one point, and I was there for this game. I remember this. I sat in the third row behind the basket. It was a Friday night. Kobe Bryant decided to drop 60-plus against the New York Knicks. And Quentin Richardson asked Kobe, man, bro, like, why were you killing us that night? Listen.
What is the mentality that when you get, all right, you got 20, you got 30, I'm going 40, now I'm going 50, now I'm going 60. I was in New York when you got the 60. I'm sitting here watching it, and I'm like, yo, he's not stopping. He don't look like he want to stop. He still want to get 100 if he can. Like, where does that mentality come from? Well, you see most guys 30, 40, and they kind of chill out like, all right, I got this.
Yeah, no, I it's a competition. My mission is to destroy you. It's not, you know, I mean, like, I don't say, you know, like, we're playing. I'm not stopping at 30. Like, I'm keep going until you figure out something else to do. That New York game, I knew D'Antoni's philosophies are never to double a guy that's hot because he always thinks they're going to cool off eventually.
Yeah.
Right? So I understood that. So once I got rolling, I knew that was going to be the case. But, like, Andrew Bynum, we just lost the game before.
Yeah.
He got an injury against Memphis, right? Yeah. And so I'm like, we just lost to the Celtics in 08. Think we got Andrew who's gonna make a big difference for us. Now he goes down, we don't know how long he's gonna be out for. The team was a little deflated. I was pissed off. You know what I mean? Because it's like, no, we're winning the championship this year. Come hella high water. And my guys were down.
Yeah.
And going into New York big game, I said, all right, I gotta send a message to my guys and say, no, listen, we're doing this. Yeah. I understand it's hard, you went down, but damn it, we're getting it done.
Yeah.
So it was important to get into that mind frame of no. Nothing matters, and I don't want to talk to nobody. I don't want to see no celebrities on the sideline. Don't dap me. Don't say hi to me. I don't care about none of y'all tonight.
Yeah, you just focus.
That was it.
Yeah, well, we know Kobe Bryant, if there's one thing he was about, was focused, and that was putting up them shots, man. That's it. He was not going to slow down. I got Knuckleheads at number six here, top six athlete podcast. I mean, they got legends. I mean, when you got Derek Jeter and Kobe Bryant, yeah, they snatching up anybody. What's the next number?
Number five.
This dude is new to the scene. I wish he was playing basketball and not podcasting. But it's Paul George. Paul George actually does an excellent job, from his disposition to how he speaks to the guests. I listened to a podcast with him and Steve Ballmer. And yeah, sure, Steve Ballmer writes his checks. They're not going to punch each other in the mouth while they're sitting there. Steve Ballmer isn't going to curse him out for not playing. But it was very informational. I want to give Paul George a lot of credit. He's a very, very good speaker. Very good storyteller as well. I mean, he can go from serious, and he can even tell jokes about himself. I didn't know Paul George was this funny. I mean, Paul George, on his own podcast, Podcast P, he talked about how he went from being a crap shooter to getting better, and how his teammates killed him about it.
You know what f***ed me up my rookie year? I think I finished the season shooting like 20-something percent my rookie year from behind the three-point line, right? I was a guy that, like, was wide open. I was taking these shots, and the team used to be like, what are you doing? I remember Danny Granger was mad at me one time for taking a shot, and I was like, I'm wide open. And he was like, why do you think you're wide open? You know when you ask the question to yourself, why do you think I'm wide? And I was like, I'm arguing like, bro, I'm wide open. Like, I'm going to take the shot. And they like, why you think you wide open? Because you can't make them. That summer, I started working with Mike, legendary shooting coach, and Don McClain. And then I was with Mike Pemberthy for like my first 4 or 5 years in the league. He had me just shooting like from range with heavy balls. I'm shooting like 3-pound balls from the NBA 3-point range, right?
Crazy.
Which is crazy, because you got to be strong. You got to be on balance. I started getting better. I found out, like, oh, okay, this is a good routine for me. My three-point percentage just started going up.
Yeah, Paul George, he can make fun of himself. I appreciate that. If you want to listen to an active NBA player who maybe should spend more time in the weight room, God bless him. I know he broke his leg. But if he should work on being healthy but still good, Paul George, Podcast P. I got him number five on the list. What's the next number?
Number four.
Top six athlete-driven podcast out right now. At this point, this one is a classic. It's produced by my friends at Showtime. It's All the Smoke. It's Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. I don't know how to describe this podcast, but it's just raw. I mean, we know about Matt Barnes. He got no problem with punching Derek Fisher in the face. We know about Steven Jackson. He had no problem punching a fan in the face. And this podcast is straightforward. It has great stories. They've had everybody also from Kobe to Snoop and Jamie Foxx, Allen Iverson. And then they had one that I found to be pretty cool. Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Like, she was a guest. And she even brought an interesting perspective. They just shoot the you-know-what. They have fun. Listen.
I know you guys will be surprised, but I only talk when someone talks to me first.
I was the same way. He would just talk to
talk.
That's
hard to believe.
Really? Yeah.
That's hard to believe.
I mean, if I get going, I get going. But to me, I feel like people feel insecure. When you have like a strong black woman that's confident in herself and knows what she's talking about, and she's just saying what she feels, I think a lot of people were like, whoa, like, how do I feel about this? I think it's the same way with women in general. A lot of times you should see some of the things that people say on W Games. I don't even know if they would ever mic us up, but it's like we talk like y'all talk.
Right.
There's no difference. It might even be cattier.
Facts.
It's probably more personal too.
Nah, I was just about to say that women cut deep. They cut deep. They cut deep. They cut deep. They get straight to it. They get straight to it.
Hey, shout out to my ex-wife, guys.
They get straight to it, boy.
Yeah, Matt Barnes' ex-wife is married to Derek Fisher, but anyway. Hey, Shep, is it bad that I would probably watch more WNBA games if the women were mic'd up? Is that bad?
No, it's not bad.
Oh, yeah, I'd be here for it. I mean, they'd censor the hell out of it. But I can't imagine what the women would be saying to each other. Like, damn.
Well, if I'm being honest, JR, if I'm being serious, I think women have it harder in society than men do. And so you understand they are tough, they are resilient, and they know how to dish it. I think a lot of people would tune in if they were mic'd up. A lot more people would tune in if they were mic'd up. Let's put it that way.
I would.
Yeah, exactly.
I would. They need you, and I don't know how long it's going to take. We need uncensored, mic'd up broadcasts from these games. I know everybody needs to walk the line and sponsors and profanity and such. The world is moving towards such a place. One day, and maybe a decade, 2 decades from now, I don't know, but we're going to get some uncensored broadcasts. Sign me up for the WNBA uncensored broadcast because, yeah, these women, they be cursing each other out. I'm here for it. Maybe there's something wrong with me. Probably. Top 6 athlete podcasts out right now. Number 4, I gave you all the smoke with Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson. Hey, what number are we up to?
Number 3.
Chef, you ready for this one?
Always.
And number 3, it's Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Now, how about this? Mike Tyson is sitting around, and he getting high, and he's talking. That is the podcast. If you don't know, Mike Tyson is in the marijuana business, and he has introduced that to his podcast. And Mike Tyson is, pardon the pun, he doesn't pull punches. We know he's had one hell of a life, ups and downs. And there was one podcast in particular. He was sitting across from Sugar Ray Leonard, and they were talking about the mentality of a fighter. And Mike Tyson talked about where he is currently in life, and he broke down in tears. He feels that he has lost his edge, but it's still there. And he cried through it. Take a listen to Iron Mike.
I know the art of fight. I know the art of war. That's all I ever studied. That's why I'm so feared. That's why they feared me when I was in the ring. Because that's all I was annihilated. That's all I was born for. And now those days are gone. It's empty. I'm nothing. I'm working on being the art of humbleness. Can you believe me? That's the reason why I'm crying, because I'm not that person no more. And I miss them. Because sometimes I feel like a because I don't want that person to come out, because if he comes out, hell is coming with him. And it's not funny at all. It must sound cool, like I'm a tough guy. It's just that I hate that guy. I'm scared of him.
Shep?
Yes, sir.
This is still the guy that you said you would beat in a fight?
If Mike Tyson didn't train, I would be able to beat him on points because, like I said, he's at an age where he's not going to be able to keep up with me from a quickness and endurance standpoint. Now, what I will say, JR, is I think Mike Tyson is one of the most underrated human beings in terms of his level of intelligence. I have seen him talk this way so many times, the way he remembers Muhammad Ali. He's a beautiful human being. I'll give him that.
No, forget all of that.
Okay, got it.
The man just said he is afraid of what can come out of him if he gets angry. And he is learning to suppress it so he can be a normal living human being. And this is a guy who you going to beat him in a fight?
He was very afraid in 1990 versus Buster Douglas. That demon really came out of him, JR.
Okay.
Everyone's beatable.
Okay. All right. I think you would hit him one time and realize that he wouldn't feel the punch. I'm just saying.
He wouldn't. Does he have a nervous system? Does he have a brain? We both know the answer to that. He's going to feel the punch.
Bro.
Yes.
I'm around a lot of boxers.
I understand that. You do a lot of Showtime. I know that.
They. Okay, Shep. All right. I don't want to fight nobody who is trying to function as a normal human and is afraid hell will come out of them.
Hey,
but that's just me.
Jared, I got news for you. I've been trying to function as a normal human being for a long time. I'm with Mike. It hasn't exactly always worked out, so I can relate to that.
Okay. All right. We gotta give you a nickname too, Shep. I don't know. We got Iron Mike Tyson. I don't know what your nickname is. What do we call you?
Well, my nickname's Shep. That's my nickname.
David Shep Shepherd versus Iron Mike Tyson. Okay.
Works for me.
All right, maybe the hell will come out of you too. We'll see.
Okay.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm giving you a top 6 list of athlete podcasts out right now. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm not only going to tell you numero uno, I'm going to give you number 2, and then we'll get to number 1. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief
on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, such a fan of yours, man. Thanks for taking my call. And, you know, you don't always get the most sane of callers, but you always handle it with such professionalism. And I really appreciate your content you put out, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're talking about some of the best athlete-hosted, athlete-driven podcasts out right now. We've had an explosion of them, okay? And I'm about to share with you both number two and number one on the list. At number six, I gave you the Knuckleheads podcast, hosted by Quentin Richardson and Darius Miles. These guys have been teammates playing basketball since the AAU level all the way to the Clippers. St. Louis and Chicago representing. They have had everybody on their show from Kobe Bryant, who's now no longer with us, obviously, and then also Derek Jeter. They get the job done. And number five, Paul George. He started his podcast, Podcast P, earlier this year. And if you told me he wasn't a basketball player, if you just said he was a media host, I would say, yeah, he's great. Does a great job speaking, telling stories, asking questions. He has a great voice. I just wish he played more basketball. Sorry, Paul George. And number four, All the Smoke podcast, featuring Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, two OG basketball players who have never been afraid to punch somebody in the face, okay? They cover everything from sports and entertainment, so you can get Snoop Dogg, Jamie Foxx, or even Allen Iverson on one of the episodes. And number three, Hot Boxing with Mike Tyson. Mike Tyson, if you had no idea, he is big in the marijuana industry right now. He sits down, he smokes, he relaxes, and he has on guests. And he also brings on every and anybody from the world of entertainment. He could be sitting down with Dana White one episode. He could be with Sugar Ray Leonard the next. Mike Tyson is talking to everybody. He's real. He's raw. He's emotional. Yeah, I don't want to put Mike Tyson in the same category as Oprah. Might get punched. But Mike Tyson can be deep. He can also be violent. And so that leaves us Mike Tyson at number three. What's the next number?
Number two.
And number two. Hey, it's the podcast where Marshawn Lynch just flapped his gums about Russell Wilson not having a relationship. It's Club Shay Shay with Shannon Sharp. I think he has one of the best sports podcasts out right now. He also runs the gamut. He will talk to T.I. one episode. He will talk to Marshawn Lynch. It's literally sitting down with a Hall of Famer who's just your old-ass uncle just talking to you know what. I mean, I couldn't think of another show where Marshawn Lynch would sit down and tell you that, yeah, Pete Carroll, Russell Wilson, I haven't talked about them in years, but I don't deal with any of them. Listen to Marshawn Lynch.
I wouldn't be the right person to speak on their relationship because I didn't you feel what I'm saying? So
you didn't mess with who?
I didn't with Pete. Uh-huh. And then, I mean, you know, Russ was like just a quarterback for me.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it wasn't as...
You didn't have no kind of a relationship. Y'all didn't like go to a party. Y'all didn't get together. Y'all didn't do it. Y'all didn't kick it like that. I mean,
Marshawn Lynch really don't talk to nobody. Shannon Sharp, relaxed, chill environment. He breaks out his whiskey, his Hennessy, whatever it is, and people start relaxing. So I got Shannon Sharp. He's one of the best athlete podcasters out right now. I know he ain't playing a while, but he's already in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the best. I got him at number two. And so, if I have to think about some of the best athlete podcasts out right now, if I had to think about one in particular, it would be this number.
Number one.
And that individual is Draymond Green, host of the Draymond Green Show. I know. People are sick of Draymond in a lot of cases. But the fact is, this man has turned talking into a job with Turner Sports while he is an active NBA player. This man has turned championships and playing in the NBA Finals into a content opportunity. I appreciate, as much as I go, damn, bro, you're doing a lot, saying a lot. I don't always agree with anything he says. Nobody should agree with anything someone always says. If you're listening to me, I hope you don't agree with everything I say. But Draymond Green will not only crap on other NBA players. I mean, he's been critical of himself. Remember when the Warriors won the championship two seasons ago? How bad he played? I remember the night of the game. Draymond Green went and recorded a podcast the night of the game and talked about how bad he was. Listen to this.
Tonight may have been one of the worst games of my career. And I know people will say, oh, man, you had 2-3-4 or 2-4-3, whatever it was. You played terrible. And I'll be 100% honest with you. I would never be a guy that looks at a box score and say, I played good or I played bad, because box scores don't always tell the story. But where I felt that I played terrible was my overall impact on the game. I didn't have the type of force that I need to have in order for us to win at this level.
It's crazy. Could you imagine Scottie Pippen or Dennis Rodman having a podcast after an NBA Finals game against the Jazz or what have you? Like, the world is crazy. This is nuts. And so not only is Draymond critical of himself, man, I loved it when he went at Dylan Brooks. Remember this?
If you ever wondered why the Memphis Grizzlies is not ready to compete for a championship, look no further than this idiot right here. They're actually depending on this guy to help them win a championship. And he says his game is cool. Quite frankly, that just shows how little you know about basketball. And yet, y'all, you running around talking about a dynasty? The dynasty starts after you, not with you.
And we know Dylan Brooks is no longer a member of the Grizzlies. They said sayonara. He is now a member of the Houston Rockets. And so for what Draymond Green has been able to accomplish, not just by garnering attention, but getting a contract with Turner Sports, being able to do this throughout the course of the season, to do this at a championship level, I got Draymond Green here at number one. Listen, there are tons of athlete-driven podcasts. Shout-outs to my main man, Brian McFadden, and Patrick Peterson from All Things Covered with their podcast. I've certainly enjoyed some of the episodes from The Pivot. I know they kind of switched things up and kind of split off. We got a lot of great podcasts driven by athletes. But these are some of my favorites. I mean, you're certainly welcome to have your own opinion. So what I'm going to do is open up the phone lines right now. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What is your favorite athlete-driven podcast? Are you enjoying the Kelsey's New Heights podcast? Or you love Mike Tyson hotboxing? We got a lot of podcasts by a lot of athletes. Everybody has one. As I mentioned, even Trae Young now has a podcast. Theo Pinson. Shep, did you know Theo Pinson has a podcast?
I don't think most of our audience knows who Theo Pinson is, JR.
My point exactly. Theo Pinson. Where's he playing right now? He's a guard for who?
JR, I don't even know. And you and I work for the NBA.
Is it the Mavs?
I'm not going to lie. I have no – I'm not even going –
It's not, it's not the –
I mean, I can Google it and tell you in 5 seconds, but
– Yeah. Well, don't tell anybody. Yeah, Theo Pinson.
Okay, Dexter says it's the Mavs. I believe Kevin Dexter, and I'm seeing Mavs too.
Yeah, that's what I think. He was on the Nets and in the Mavs, yeah. Kevin Dexter, have you listened to Theo Pinson's podcast?
I haven't, but I've interviewed him many times, so he's a good guy.
Yeah, so good that he also has a podcast.
Jerry, you know who Dexter's interviewed probably more than anybody, and I don't think he's appreciated the way he should be?
Who is it?
Speedy Claxton.
Oh, for Hofstra.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, is that why? Hofstra connection, New York?
There you go.
Yeah. See, I know a little bit of something. And where's Speedy? Is he? He's coaching somewhere. Still Hofstra.
He's coaching Hofstra.
Yeah. Does he have a podcast?
He should. I should tell him.
Yeah. What is he waiting on?
He doesn't talk. What do you mean he should? What does he say?
Kevin.
He is not the most talkative.
Okay,
guy.
Come on, Allie. Let's not carry away here.
Oh
Dexter.
Well, there you go. Okay. Well, maybe he doesn't have one, but Theo Pinson has one. Maybe he can talk to Luca on his podcast. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. What is your favorite athlete-hosted or driven podcast? I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I do want to say I've never called in. I love listening to you. I've been listening for years. And, man, your show and what you say is just beautiful.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Everybody and their mother. You like that phrase, don't you? Everybody and their mother has a podcast right now. Theo Pinson, we mentioned. You probably never heard of him. You got to be a real basketball fan to know Theo Pinson. Theo Pinson has a podcast. Trey Young has a podcast. The Kelce brothers have a podcast. I gave you a top six list of some of my favorite podcasts. I had Mike Tyson's Hot Boxing at number 3. I had Shannon Sharpe's podcast at number 2. I got Draymond at number 1. Now, I got to be honest here, too. I ain't sitting around listening to all these podcasts all the time. Every now and then I'll be like, oh, this is interesting, and I'll take a listen. But I'm not listening and subscribing and putting together every episode. By the way, check out my podcast, Agents of Inclusion, where every Wednesday we talk to a different Special Olympics athlete to pretty much tell people, hey, you don't know what anyone can accomplish until you, at minimum, give them a chance. And some of these stories are absolutely amazing. So go ahead, Google it. People want to Google me and all this other crap. Google Agents of Inclusion and do yourself a favor. I'll still pop up if your ass wants to be nosy. Agents of Inclusion. And so there's tons of podcasts. Everybody has a thought and opinion. And so, yeah, I had Draymond Green at number 1. His podcast and all his talking actually got him a job on Turner Sports. This guy is putting out podcast episodes after NBA Finals games where he sucks, and it's like, whoa, what a world that we live in right now. 855-212-4CBS. Tommy's calling from New Orleans. Tommy, what's your favorite podcast, man?
Good evening, Mr. Brief, and then to Shep, everybody out there in Radio Land. My favorite podcast is absolutely Hot Boxing all day long. That is absolutely brilliant TV. It's I mean, sometimes it's hard to watch, JR. I mean, I even tried, like, getting high one time and watching it. That didn't work, but it is absolutely brilliant.
Mike Tyson absolutely got high during his podcast, so you wanted to get high, too?
Well, I was watching an episode, and I couldn't really follow it. So the next time I watched it, I got high before I watched it, but that didn't help because it was beyond my capability to understand.
Maybe it only works if you get high with Mike Tyson. Maybe you need to be invited into the room.
That's a good idea, dude. I'm going to try it out. I'll get back to you. You know, pretty soon Shep's going to have a podcast, right?
Let's see. Hey, Shep, Shep, you got a podcast?
Yeah, it's called Chilling with JR and Tommy.
Oh, okay.
Hey, JR, you mentioned Shep needs a nickname. I came up with a couple of them. Do you mind if I lay a couple of them on you?
Hold on a second. Hey, Shep, do you want to hear this?
Yes,
do we
Tommy,
want to entertain
make
this?
It quick because I know a lot of people are calling right now. But yes, Tommy, go ahead, sir.
Go ahead, Tom.
Here we go. Sheparama, Shepinator, Shepster, Sheppy, Shep Burger, but I think the best one is Sheptacular.
I appreciate the effort, Tommy.
All right. Thank you, Tommy, for calling from New Orleans. Appreciate
Bye-bye.
You. You didn't like none of them, huh?
I appreciate the effort from Tommy, JR.
855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We're talking about the best athlete-hosted and driven podcasts. Let's go to Dave in San Diego. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Dave?
Dude, I can't follow that. That's too much. Shep, I feel bad for you. So anyways, so I'm going to go with you, with the Northern California people, unfiltered. So
yes.
Aaron Burns and Will Clark.
Wait. The Will Clark, the baseball player?
Yes, sir. You got to listen to these guys. These guys are comedy.
He's doing a podcast with who?
Wait. Burns. That's what was confusing me. No, it's Eric Burns.
Aaron Burns. That's it. Aaron Burns. Yeah.
What did he say, Shep? What did he say?
Aaron Burns. I'm thinking, who's Aaron Burns?
Aaron Burr. Who the hell is Aaron?
I know Aaron Burr. I don't know Aaron Burns.
Eric, the center fielder from the A's?
Yes, sir.
They got a podcast?
Oh my God. You would love it, JR. You would love it.
I had no idea where Eric – I thought Eric Burns, he was doing TV, right? Isn't that what he's doing?
Yeah, he's doing – I don't know what he's doing, but I'm just listening to their podcast, and I'm just cracking up.
And Will Clark, who used to play on the Orioles?
Yes, sir. Well, the Giants, too. Come on, NorCal.
I'm from
San Diego.
But, I mean, damn, they got – see, everybody really does have a podcast. Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to take a listen, sir. Dave. And you said they're funny?
I'll give you a week, and I'll call you back.
Okay. All right. I mean, Eric Burns was always one of those goofy baseball players, always with the comedy and such, but Eric Burns has a podcast, too. Otto's calling from Maryland. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Otto?
Well, I like Mike Tyson's podcast okay, but I wanted to ask you if you'd like to hear something that make you laugh about yourself.
Yeah, if you can do it in 30 seconds before we have to cut you off. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, yeah. No, it's nothing bad. You were talking about the Knuckleheads podcast, and you pointed out that they interviewed Kobe before he died. That's a little redundant, isn't it?
No, I don't think so. Not at all.
Oh, you think they interviewed him after he died?
Well, certainly no, they didn't.
Okay, so you didn't need to say before he died. They interviewed him, period. So
yeah, not necessarily.
Go ahead, laugh at yourself.
Not necessarily. What are you? You teach grammar? You teach English?
I used to.
Yeah, I can tell. Well, the point is a point of emphasis that obviously they spoke to him before he passed away, and this was something that was a feather in their cap. Obviously, they didn't talk to him after death.
Well, it's redundant. You didn't need to say before he died.
Well, I didn't need to do it. I'm also not sitting in an English class, and so I ain't got to say anything. How you like that?
I got a second question. I got the ain't.
Oh, there you go, Otto. I meant to tell you. I said you had 30 seconds, literally, because not I wanted to cut you off, but the commercial's going to cut you off. I ain't going anywhere. I'll be back on the other side before I die, not after, here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more podcasts. Don't move.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh, yeah. It's made with titanium, and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Summer may be over, but the beach is open. Whether you're a longtime Bachelor fan or never seen a single show, this season of Bachelor in Paradise is for you. The premise of the show is pretty straightforward. You've got 20 beautiful singles living on a beach with one goal: to find love. There's sure to be romance, laughter, and complete chaos. Love triangles will form, so will love squares, and even love hexagons. Cause life's a beach, and then you cry, and cry some more. Yes, this season is going to be bananas. But after 8 years of successfully uniting soulmates in marriage and kids, there is still magic in paradise. So only one question remains: who will find love next? Bachelor in Paradise, Thursdays 9/8 Central on ABC and stream on Hulu.
I'm here to tell you about Pom-Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom-Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom-Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.